Yep, that's right. 1 minute, 1 minute past the hour in the morning machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. They gotta move. They gotta move, because I just had some movement in my stomach, because Chef Jay came through, and she got me on itis mode now. Thank you so much, Chef Jay.
Oh,
really appreciate
pleasure.
You.
It's my pleasure.
And you still rocking with us until we close the show, so we appreciate you for sticking around. But I know them the desserts are not going to stick around, so you better get theirs real soon. To our next guest this morning, first of all, she really needs no introduction, but we're going to do it anyway. See, I have two queens that need no introduction, but we're going to do it anyway. So, how do we do that? Let's talk about her. First of all, inspirational spoken word artist, writer. Former radio personality. Hold on. Former radio personality? Might have to get you back into that. Author, actress, voice actor, print model, Zumba fitness instructor, just a social entrepreneur all the way around. You got so many hats.
Listen.
You got a closet of hats.
So much.
I'm going to ask you a question about that in just a moment. But okay. But the one thing we have to make sure of is that we understand that you are Miss Corporate America 2019 as well.
Yes.
We welcome to the Morning Machine, Miss Catherine Clark. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. So excited to be here.
Welcome. And welcome back to the ladies of... We got Latina, and we've got, why I keep forgetting your name?
Cindy and
Anissa. good gracious, I keep forgetting your name. Just get on my case later. I apologize. Like Anita Baker, I apologize. Anyway, so welcome to the Morning Machine.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being on.
Oh, yeah.
First things first, let's talk about the experience of earning the crown. The queendom is in the building right now. Talk about that experience and what it was like to do the Miss Corporate America pageant, and then the experience, the moment when you won it.
For sure. So it definitely was a journey. I remember growing up, my mom would always have me in different like pageants, and I was always the chubbiest one, never won. And but it wasn't until my junior year of high school that I won first runner up. And it was, pageantry is awesome, but I always felt that there was a crown for me, and I knew it was more than just about the crown. And it wasn't until, 15, 20 some odd years later, learning about Miss Corporate America and its mission to empower women and acknowledge and honor women, corporate entrepreneurs or corporate women and entrepreneurs. And it's just been an amazing journey. Like, I of course you want to win, but I was really there for the experience and to connect and just meet some amazing women. And I can tell you, it's truly been a blessing to just connect and network. And I've advanced in so many different ways. So it's been really neat.
Super dope. Now, let me ask this. What has been the most inspiring moment to date since you won the crown?
Definitely. There's been quite a few. But I would say one is just going in my local community with the Boys and Girls Clubs and have an opportunity to speak to the youth and to wear my crown and sash, and for them to actually see that I am a queen. Because some of the girls, they were like, oh, happy birthday. I'm like, no, baby. no, and I'm explaining. I said, no, I'm a queen. But I think it's interesting that, you know, our youth, especially minority youth, the black youth, when they see me with the sash, they think it's my birthday. And I have to explain to them, no, I'm a queen. And I have a crown and I'm reigning.
Like it's a literal crown. It's not something.
It's not
a tiara. To play with. It's not that. And besides, the sash doesn't say happy birthday on it, though. Like, All right. They tried it, right?
They tried it. Just a little bit.
UCF.
Yeah, I'm a night girl.
UCF.
I'm a night girl.
Talk about your experience at UCF.
I loved it. I mean, I met some great people, like some friends that I met in college. I mean, it's been almost 10 years since I've been out of school. 10, 15, oh, time has passed. And but still have some relationships today. Like, it's very diverse. I took my first trip out of the country from being there. I grew up, I'm a small country town girl, so it was kind of cool, like, just seeing the diversity and the different cultures. So I really, really enjoyed that experience. Yeah, it was
amazing. So, and you spoke about the Boys and Girls Club, and you basically have the you were doing poetry, offering Zumba classes. You were doing a lot for your community. What is the greatest thing? I know community work is great in its own regard, but what is the most the best experience you've had doing community service and serving your community?
The best experience. Let me see.
I got her like that too, so don't Yeah, because there's so many.
No, it really is. I honestly, for me, I think it's just being able for the season to just be consistent, because I taught Zumba for about 5 years with the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Nice.
I was teaching like 6 to 8 classes a week, and it was an amazing experience. And I just think the consistency of showing up and seeing them so happy and just like wanting to give me hugs and like, Miss Catherine, like their voice, like I just love like being around children, because they have that innocence. They still have the innocence about them, and they just believe that you can do anything. And I think just being around just the human spirit of a child, I think to me that's been the most rewarding, just being around them, being able to be around them.
Nice. And now I want to get into this. Let's talk about One Message LLC.
Yes.
You are the founder, CEO of One Message LLC. Talk a little bit about One Message LLC and the message that you bring to the table.
Definitely. So One Message was started years ago when I was a college student. And I was in school yet when I started my business. I've always been an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And so I when I understood that I had the talent and gift to write, I wanted to bring that to the forefront, because I think a lot of times when you have creative gifts and abilities, especially in writing, you don't see it further than a book. You know, they think, oh, okay, y'all, I'm going to be an author, or okay, I might be a poet. Right. But one thing I desired, I wanted to utilize my gift and one, impact others, but also be able to monetize. You know, because we know time is money, and we all have a talent and gift and something to offer, but sometimes we don't acknowledge and recognize the value that we have, so we always give it away for free. So, excuse me, I figured out a way to basically turn my writings into my work.
Right.
So I started out writing customized pieces for special events, birthdays, weddings. I would do poetry at different events, and then eventually it evolved into Love Notes for You. Writing basically love notes and notes for businesses and just different occasions.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that venture. We're going to be launching our Forgive Me campaign, encouraging others to ask for forgiveness.
Wow.
And then they can have a customized Forgive Me note written, which I will write. And then we'll have a calligrapher that will handwrite it, and it's mailed on your behalf to whoever you want to ask forgiveness from. Yeah.
I don't see anybody. No, I don't see anybody doing that. That's really unique.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's not many times that people ask for forgiveness on a certain thing. A lot of people just kind of hold the grudge and keep it moving. Yeah. So
and bury it. Bury it real
and they
deep.
Bury it.
You know, so it's been a blessing. Even just yesterday, or a few days ago, I had an opportunity with She Speaks Solutions to, speak on the platform and really tackling the topic of mental health. And, you know, it's connected, like dealing with unforgiveness. I mean, it can evolve into so many other physical illnesses and ailments. So it's all interconnected with mental health, you know, forgiveness. So that's one of our campaigns we're going to run. So Forgive Me, Thank You campaign. And we're also going to do something for our veterans, where Notes for Vets, where we can mail. Yeah, so we got some big things planned with Love Notes for You. And
That's what I'm talking about. Let's get it. Well, you know what? Who's also awake this morning?
Who's awake?
I think we have a a special friend that's wanting Frankie Beverly and Mays so much. Good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-oh, where you at? Hold on, I can't hear you. What's going on? What we got?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, we can. Barely.
Okay. Can y'all hear me? Good morning.
Barely. Good Still morning. Barely. Still barely. Our sound's up. You got a earpiece on?
No, I actually am direct to my phone, and I am.
Hold on. Try it again.
Hello, hello, hello.
No, you're still far. She's still far away. Still far away.
You're so far away. Is that what you guys were trying to sing? You're so far away.
Yeah, we're gonna try it again in a minute. Give us a second, but we're gonna keep on rolling. By the way, you talked about the mental health event that you just took part in with Miss Tina over here. She's just so smiling, just
right.
But. Talk about the experience of that and, you know, how that took part.
Definitely. Yeah, it was amazing. There were three other ladies panelists, and we covered different like topics and hashtags. So, you know, be fearless, breaking the stigma, when it comes to mental health, especially in the minority and Black communities, it's very taboo to even talk about mental health. And so I appreciate Latina for bringing this subject and matter to the forefront, because it affects our families more than we realize. But we just kind of, you know, we'll brush it under the rug, or we pretend like, you know, nothing is happening. I mean, I can relate personally to, you know, having an uncle, having a family member, and it's like, oh, that's just such as that's just the way they are. And looking back in hindsight, now I realize, no, he had a mental illness, and we never really addressed it. It was a normal dysfunction. It was normalized, you know. So so it was a huge blessing. And I'm really excited about what She Speaks Solutions is going to be bringing to the forefront and in our communities, especially in our Black and minority communities. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And now I know we have Ms. Joy on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, now we got you. There we go. Cool. Good morning to you. And good to hear from you again. First of all, how you doing?
I'm good, man. God is good. Everything is good. Business is good. I can't complain. Awesome. And hey, it's summertime now, so.
Summertime. So, first of all, you had something that you wanted to speak on with Miss Catherine?
Yes, Miss Catherine, boy. I'm so empowered by her. And you know, that's one thing that is it's so huge, sweet. Because, man, she is a powerhouse. But, Miss Catherine, if you could explain your reign through MCA to tell viewers about MCA and just, like, what it is for you, what is one word, what is one main word that would describe MCA to you?
I would say unconventional. Because, you know, there are so many different, pageantry platforms out there, but there is none like Miss Corporate America. Like, I don't know of any other, you know, pageantry system that is honoring and recognizing everyday women. It's not about your body type. It's not about, you know, your look. It's not about your dress. Of course, you know, we cute, but it's not all about that. It's really about your character and who you are and what you bring to the table. So that's what I was super excited about stepping into this role as Miss Corporate America 2019, and even just going through the pageantry process process is it's really about the substance of who you are. And it's been a beautiful opportunity to bring forth, you know, my personal platforms, you know, what I'm passionate about, from human trafficking with my nonprofit Beauty Box to Love Notes for You, bringing reconciliation to family, friends, and loved ones. Like, it's just been a huge blessing. And the connections and the network that you make, you can't put a dollar amount on that. Like, it's been it's been amazing. Unforgettable experience. And I would encourage you, hey, if you're considering, check out Miss Corporate America, the website, MissCorporateAmerica.com, MSCorporateAmerica.com. It will change your life.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, that's so, it's so important to hear from a queen, from a boss, from a woman that is able to just tell women like, hey, you can do it too.
You can.
If, you know, if I can do it, you can do it too.
You can do
Catherine,
it too.
I've been around you and I've heard your creative and spoken word, and you just, the way that you pour into women for mental health, for success, for just knowing, giving them the ability to know that they have worth.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
That's really important to see within that community. MCA obviously comes around people to build that community, to build that cohesiveness.
Right.
And it's different. You're right. It is different. There are a ton of organizations that support women, and there are a ton of organizations that empower women.
Yeah.
But there's something that's different about the MCA. And now
yeah,
I think
true.
With myself, with you, with other people that are in the organization, it has been a beautiful blending of different paths of life, different cultures, different,
yeah,
the way that we look, the way that we move, things have been different, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because different makes it, you know, like we're like a piece of a puzzle. We're all different. You know, we might have one little corner here. We might have mm-hmm. one little end. And that's how I kind of feel that MCA is. We're like a puzzle that comes together. So
yeah.
For the people that are listening, I just hope that you understand that MCA is not just about, you know, another club or another
right.
organization that
yeah,
you're joining.
Right.
It is something that really truly can benefit you through networking, and you never know who you're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that's amazing that unconventional is your word, because that's probably not one of the most used terms to explain MCA.
Right.
yeah, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, would you say that there are women out there? I mean, I know that there are women out there that are like frowning or don't want to get into pageantry or competition.
Yeah.
Is there something that you could say that would enlighten them, that gives them a better scope? Like, 'cause you've been on the other side.
Definitely.
Not just, you know, is there something that you can tell them like, hey, if you're feeling this doubt,
right.
What would make them come? Like if you were never a contestant and
yeah.
you had some reservation, what's something that you could tell somebody why to apply?
Apply for you, first of all, and because it's going to develop you in a way that you and challenge you in a way that you wouldn't even think. And then two, you know, being a part of the competition, it's really important to genuinely just connect. Like when I went into Miss Corporate America, it wasn't from a standpoint, oh, look what she got. Oh, she got that dress. Oh, I wasn't going right. in with the mindset, well, I'm going to compare, because if not, you won't be able to enjoy that experience. So when I came in, I said, you know what? I'm going to get to know my sister. I'm going to get to know her, you know, what she's doing, because if she made it to this point,
right.
she's earned the right to be here. So
yeah.
I'm going to give her that respect and that regard, and then let everything else take care of itself. So that's what I did. I had a genuine heart
yeah.
to genuinely get to know all the other contestants. And from there, then everything's fallen into place the way that it should.
Yeah, it's like it's a real sisterhood.
Yes.
In a sense.
It definitely
and,
is.
And it goes beyond the networking, where you can
yes.
really develop a relationship with lifelong friends.
I agree.
And
yeah.
really some super dope people to
yeah.
really be around.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it's all about. You
yes.
know?
Right.
Yeah.
Would you agree? Mm-hmm. Would you agree? And even Rob, would you agree too that you've seen the way that these women empower each other? Would you
of
guys
course.
Agree that MCA is an empowerment for these women?
Yeah, of course. Because everybody, okay, so all of the guests we've had here to date, even one of our own, still have that solidarity and that sisterhood today.
Mm-hmm.
No matter
good.
What year they won.
Yeah.
Or even if you didn't win, you're still connected.
Still connected.
You're deeply connected.
Yeah.
It's deeply rooted.
Yeah.
And that's basically where it comes into play.
Yes, true.
But that's that also speaks to the emanating growth of women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what's so beautiful is that I don't know if, you know, there's so many empowerment quotes and there's so many empowerment things.
Right.
But, you know, I really believe that, you know, we always see empowered women empower women.
Yeah.
But I want to change it up a little bit. It's empowered women, not only empower those women, those empowered women can change the world. So if you are a woman who is empowering somebody, just remember it might start at home and then it might go to your city
right.
and it might go to your state, but it takes all of us collectively to now change the world.
Right.
And we are under some crazy times in our world with separation and division.
Yeah.
And why are we, and you know, to believe it or not, women are our own worst critics. Because you know what, we'll be the first one to look at her and say, oh, she's wearing that.
Yeah.
Oh, why that nail color? Oh my gosh, her hair isn't even done.
You hear that everywhere.
Why are we saying, why are we putting negativity in the world? Why are we speaking existence into negativity? Instead, man, she's beautiful.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at her rock that outfit.
Yep.
You know what? She might not have it together on the outside, but her mind is so powerful. Why are we not saying those things? And you know, MCA to me is something so much greater.
Right.
And the people that are coming along, I want you to know that it doesn't matter where you are.
Right.
Come as you are. Come as you are. It doesn't matter if you're thinking about starting that business.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're getting ready to get out of corporate America because you already have your business and you now are taking that faith over fear. You know, it doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter if you're a mom. It doesn't matter if you're not a mom, if you're married or you're not.
Right.
It doesn't matter. As long as you are 18 or you're 65, in that range, we got you.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so beautiful, because there's a lot of older women too by age, but yet they can be such an instrumental piece in the puzzle. And, you know, and so basically, you know, you guys know that I'm all about giving my little, you know, giving my little nuggets and speaking on, you know, the craziness of where I go. And I'm not a preacher, but I will say that there's some passion in, you know, in my heart, and definitely eludes from who I am. I mean, my name is Joy. Come on. So I have to, if I'm not joyful, how can I be a good asset? So I know that there's women out there that could be a phenomenal piece to what Miss Corporate America brings. Whether you're trying to rebuild, whether you're growing, whether you're at the top of the mountain right now, it doesn't matter where you are.
Right.
We got you. And Leaders become great not because of their power, but because of their ability to empower others.
Right.
And you can be a leader and be successful in anything that you touch.
Right.
But if you're not empowering other people, what's the purpose? If it's only for you, what's the purpose? So, like, now let us come alongside you.
Right.
You know, these women are changing lives, and it's affecting their home, and that's where the foundation is built. So if it's affecting their home, now it's affecting their work, now it's affecting their circle, now it's spreading. And you know, it's just like a fire. When a fire, I mean, we live in Florida, so you know, whenever a fire happens in Florida or California or it's somewhere there's some conservation, man, it spreads like wildfire.
Yeah.
Right. Can you imagine if you were just that spark? So how many women that are on this call right now has a little bit of spark and just needs a little bit of ignition? We got you.
Yeah.
You're very passionate about this. Let me tell you something.
And that's the beauty of Miss Corporate America. It gives you the grace to grow. So you don't have to come with everything together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Joy, thank you so much. I'm going to play your song in a minute.
Please do, because you know we got to get it. Hey, don't give me the Frankie Beverly version. Let's get a little bit of Pump it up, pump it up.
See that? We got to go classic on that one. The classic one is actually longer.
That's true. Where's the green machine, though? Can I get a little bit of green machine?
I'm right here. You're talking to me.
All right. I needed a little bit of different in your voice. You know, I needed that, like.
Really? Really? You want me to do the voice, Laura Hip? I can't do the slow grind in the morning. It's not that type of party yet. We're not doing that. Not this morning. You gonna give me that? No, I got you.
Do something today to be joyful and turn your fears into fascination. And if you're a leader, empower other people.
Straight up. Thank you, Joy. Really appreciate you. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, 1026 The Situation.
No problem. Thank you so much. We need to see you back soon, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, then. So, listen, I know it's three minutes before the bottom of the hour in the morning machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. And listen, folks, we've got some queens in the building. I'm a man in a room amongst women. Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
The best place.
We appreciate y'all.
Wherever you want to be.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, I don't have that card right now, but you know that is everywhere you want to be. You using slogans now? Is that what we doing?
Yeah.
By the way, I gotta ask you before we go to this quick break, real quick. So you wear many different hats.
Yes.
As an entrepreneur, like you got to spell it differently.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, entrepreneur. Okay.
Yeah. You're going to have to spell it. Figure out the spelling.
Or entrepreneur.
Hey. Come on, because we praying.
Come on now. Entrepreneur. Okay. How about that? I have a book called Entrepreneur. Right. I released a book, and it is teaching entrepreneurs kingdom entrepreneurs how to pray over your businesses. And it was released a few months ago.
Oh, wow. So where can people find and buy the book?
The book is on Amazon. Entrepreneur is on Amazon. Okay. And it's phenomenal. It basically helps you analyze where you are as a business owner. And there's some affirmations inside the book. There's some business victories. You can fill in the spaces when you kind of hit those milestones in your business.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
That's nice right there.
Yeah, thank you.
That's pretty dope. The real question I was going to ask was, you got all these hats that you wearing. How in the world do you prioritize your day, your week, your month to be able to do all of this comfortably?
Right.
Maybe in some points it's uncomfortable, but either way, you're still doing them. So how do you get all of that done in such short time? We all have short time.
Yeah. I honestly, I'm still figuring that out. It really is a process. It's a daily journey. Cause the thing is when you're in business, it's unpredictable. Like you don't have a predictable schedule, you know, clientele situation is unpredictable. So you just have to be flexible. I think the best thing for me is I have a calendar. Even though I have my phone, but there's nothing like that old school calendar, being able to write things down. So I realize that when I plan and I take a day out of the week to plan my week, then it flows a lot more smoothly. But when I don't do that, it's like chaos. I'm like running all over the place. So I would say just having that calendar definitely helps, and physically writing things down. Yeah, it really helps because you're getting everything out of your head.
Right.
A lot of times we know everything that we need to do, but it's stuck in here. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't become more real until we pull it out of our head and put it on paper, and it feels a little bit more attainable.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That attainability is something, right?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
The manifestation of, you know, the attainability.
Yeah, come on now.
Like, you got to, hey, look, understand, hey, it's a mindset in here.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but that's,
have to.
No, but that's good because, you know, you doing all of that, that's part of the inspiration. You have young ladies that, even young men.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
Exactly.
Because young men can be inspired by young women. Even grown men can be inspired by women as well.
Yeah.
So
I love that you said that.
It's not one-sided. It's multidimensional.
Yeah.
And so we can all be inspired by one another based off of what we do and how we move and how we apply concepts to our daily life.
Yeah.
So with that said, you're inspiring people
right now.
So for those who are listening that just may feel like they don't have it in them to get up and go.
Yeah.
You look at these, you hear these ladies in the room. You can't hear all of them, but there's five ladies in this room and a six in the other room.
Yes.
So I'm surrounded by powerful women that are getting it done.
Hey.
And that's basically what it is. Now, that's inspiring in itself right there.
Thank you.
I have to say, kudos.
Thank you so much.
And everything.
Hey.
And now I know y'all looking at them cupcakes.
I know.
Y'all
I can't
take
wait.
Them cupcakes.
Like,
y'all can't take them cupcakes.
I'm ready for my red velvet.
No,
cupcake.
Can't take that.
Come on
can't
now.
Take that with you. Can't
ready
take that
for
with
it.
You. I'm putting it in the office. Putting
it
in the office.
32
past the hour in the morning. Machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. We're going to take a short break. We're going to play Frankie, Beverly, and Maze just like Joy wanted.
Hey.
Yep. I'm making sure I get it in there, but we got to take this break first. But yes, 33 minutes past the hour.